Se acabó la cuarentena, el cuerpo lo pide, la calle está llena.
Por eso mi cuerpo pide calle.
Hasta mañana,
calle.
Hasta mañana,
calle.
Hasta mañana,
calle, calle, calle.
Hasta mañana,
calle.
Hasta mañana,
calle.
Hasta mañana,
calle.
What's good? What's good? What's good? You know we love starting this thing up. We back up in it. As always, let me put this away real quick. Welcome to Can I Vibe With Y'all. We miss you guys every time. That whole little week in between that goes by, I really do miss it every time. But we back miss up you. In this thing.
We do.
You know we always bring in the vibes as always. It is your host, Kazzo Wilborn. You can call me Kaz. You can follow all the socials, all of them, at CAZ_0. And right next to me, introduce yourself one time.
You already know, it's your boy Chris, IG Mathis 023.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you know, we always got to say it. We got the guest on board. We love the guest. We love it all. So let's get right into it. Let's get
drum roll.
Introduce yourself one time.
Hi, I'm Janelle. J-Love,
welcome, okay. Welcome. That's the IG name?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
People like to call me Jane sometimes. They're like, hi, J-Love. And I'm like, hi. Like, I forget some people know me from my
So Instagram. what's the official for this show? Like, what's the official name for the viewers to call you by?
Janelle. I actually like my name.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Like
my
short
Instagram
name.
She said, Janelle, get jiggy with it, because I ain't smelly. You know me.
Yeah.
Okay,
okay,
not yet. What? But I got to say, it's been a while since we've done a shot o'clock.
Ooh.
Okay, it's been a while.
Ooh.
And Mrs. Janelle here, show that bottle real quick. Show that bottle real quick, please.
Go ahead.
She brought that aguardiente.
Yes.
Okay,
that's
super,
I like.
The super Hispanic.
Yes.
Taco. Okay, so this is gonna be a little different shot o'clock. Chris has never tried this.
Yes.
I haven't had it in years. I think.
I haven't had this.
You haven't flavor, had this one.
But I've had the blue, the one without sugar.
The sin azúcar.
Yeah, so let's see.
So, I don't know what's gonna happen. You know, we got the camera rolling, so we're gonna get all our reactions.
Yeah.
That cup is for you.
Oh. Man, one, boy.
My fault.
Take all the cups.
My fault. What's wrong with you? Oh, you got some already here?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, all right.
Because that, the blue label one, I can drink that like it's actual water.
Usually we cut the camera off while we do a little shot o'clock, but this one a little different.
Yeah. That's...
You're gonna see our reactions as we drink this.
I'm excited.
All right, so again, welcome back. Salud.
Yay!
My bad. Let me not block you. My fault. To Janelle being on the show.
Yes.
Once again.
Thank you guys for having me.
Ooh. It's actually pretty smooth.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty smooth.
You see?
I can tell
you didn't even make, and you pick it too. You didn't even make a face.
No, it's delicious.
You want another one? Please. I'm just playing. We're going to get right into it. I'll tell you that for you real quick. I got you. Actually, you can keep that. What am I talking about? We need that. Again, we're doing this a little bit differently. I know you do a lot of things. We're going to get into you, okay? But we're going to start off with the juiciness.
Ooh.
So, I was reading some Twitter topics, Twitter segments the other day, okay? Mm-hmm. And there was a topic that I want to ask you about. You know, we got a woman on the show. I'm going to ask a woman's opinion.
Yes.
Do women consider a male's Instagram when, like, potentially dating them?
Oh, that's
not necessarily you, but just in general.
Like followers?
Whether it's followers, how their pictures
them?
Look.
Like, how does his profile look?
Not really. Not me. I don't know about other people.
What'd you say other women do?
I've seen some women do, but I think it's more like the guys focus on the girls' Instagram because we, like, society expects the guys to not know how to take pictures and, like, not know how to post and stuff like that. So we can't really, like, look at a guy's Instagram to, like, tell.
So I mean on a little bit more of a serious level, like, if you're considering dating them or... Mm-hmm.
Do you like stalk their Instagram?
Not stalk it, but like, does it play a factor into if you can date that person or not?
I don't think so. But what? I know some girls, for me, no. But I know some That's girls, good. Yeah, they do, because they want to see, like, in their Instagram, are they serious? Do they like to party? Are they always going out? Like,
the guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, for some girls, yeah. But, yeah. Yeah, if you're always on their party, look at that. They're going to be like...
Just a little bit. Only on weekends.
Only on the weekends.
How she know you'll be partying so much?
Because you be exposing me.
What you mean?
On the Snap?
Oh, she not, don't have me on Snap.
We gonna disregard that. So what do you look for in a man?
I look for him to be kind and caring and respectful and actually love me. Like, a lot of people think that just because I model, I look for guys that just have money, and I'm all about money, and since I'm from Miami, it's like the whole Miami rich life, whatever. Some girls, they, like, really chase that. I don't really, like, chase that. I just want a guy to, like, love me for me, and there are some times where, like, I have gone out and whatever with those rich guys, but I've never, like... Not gone out, like, dated, but, like, gone out to parties and stuff. But I'm not looking for that. Like, it's not, like, I'm not going to date you because you don't have money.
So you're a real one.
She want the real thing.
What do you want to call it?
She want the real thing. Okay. And you've been in Miami your whole life?
Yes. I grew up in Miami. Then I moved to Virginia for 2 years. I hated it. It was so boring. I mean, I learned. I was 19. First, I went to Kentucky.
Wow.
Yeah, that was really, like, there was nothing over there. Like, nothing.
I'd imagine.
I lived there for a few months, and then I moved to Virginia. And it, like, taught me how to, like, calm down a little bit, because over here, there's always, like, party life. Not that when I was growing up that I was, like, always partying and everything, but, like, I was actually really, like, a goody-two-shoes. But it taught me to, like, actually be serious and, like, take things seriously, and that you don't always have to be partying. Like, yeah, partying is fun, but you also have to, like, work and stuff.
Okay, so you were in Miami your whole life, and then 19, you said?
I moved to Virginia, and then I came back actually August of last year. Dang, so I haven't been back in Miami for a long time. Yeah, so I just started to, like, go out and party and stuff because I'm 21, so I haven't, like, gone out to a lot of clubs, and, like, I don't know, like, the whole, like, college scene and stuff like that. Like, I never...
That's a tough age. What if someone, you live in Miami your whole life, and then someone says you're going to Kentucky, going to Virginia?
I know.
And then you got to come back to Miami.
I know, when I came back, I was like, oh my god, I need to go out. Like, I need to go out. Fuck this. Can I curse on here? Yeah. Oh my god, I'm sorry.
Please, go ahead.
No, you're not allowed to curse on here.
Okay.
I'm just like, everyone says that every time. They curse, and then they're like,
because I don't know. Like, I really don't.
Please, be your authentic self. Be your real self.
Yes, this, we are open to everything. It's Can I Buy with y'all. We are open to everything. We cooling, we vibing. You can talk about whatever you want.
I gotta ask, what's the most lavish date a rich dude took you out on?
I've never had, like, one of those.
Really?
No. Like, I'm telling you, I don't really look for that.
Cause you like low-key.
Yeah. I don't really. And I haven't been in Miami for that long. And, like, right when I came back, I've already gone into another relationship. So I haven't really, like, you know, gone out like that and been, like, had a sugar daddy, hadn't take me out to, like, a rich restaurant or whatever. Shit. Like, I don't really look for that stuff.
How do you navigate through being in a relationship in 2021? Because usually, like, cheating and all that is very, it's very common nowadays.
It is.
Especially as a woman, you're an IG model, you got a lot of attention on you. How is it navigating through that?
I mean, just because you're a model doesn't mean that you're gonna cheat. Like, in my past relationships, like, yeah, stuff has happened. But just because you're a model doesn't mean that you're going to automatically cheat. Like, there are some girls that are actually faithful out there, and they love their man. If you're going to cheat, you're going to cheat, like, regardless. Like, just break up with that person. But I hate the stereotype that just because you're a model, you're going to cheat. Or mm-hmm. just because you're from Miami, you can't have a relationship. Like, have you seen those memes?
That's a huge stereotype.
Oh my God, have you seen those memes that are like, I want to fall in love, but I live in Miami?
Like, or it's like, another one's all the people in the world, and you chose to find your soulmate in Broward or Miami or whatever.
Yes. It's that's so bad.
That's so I bad. Mean, it's definitely different down here.
It is.
It's not impossible.
Over here, it's like the normal. Like, you expect people to cheat on you, and it's like, that's sad.
That is true.
That's sad.
It's very sad.
Terrifies me to be in a relationship, to be honest.
I mean, yeah, you gotta keep your guard up, because it's more common for people to cheat now than not to cheat.
I mean, I'm saying, like when I said it like here, like it's really common. Like when I did live in Virginia, people were getting married at like 21, 19, getting a house.
There might be nothing else to do over there.
Well, that's true. There is nothing to do over there. So that is true. But over there, it's not the normal. Like over here, it's like, oh, we already expect it. And like people are always going out and clubbing, this and that. And
people are like freaking 36 down here, still going out to the clubs, not even close to being married.
Yes. I'm like, when are you going to settle down? When are you going to get married? I have friends that they're like, I'm never going to settle down. I'm never going to get married. I already tried that and it didn't work and I'm never going to do it. And I'm like, there are some people that are just like that.
I do know one person.
There's a person in here. There's nothing wrong with that.
Wrong with that. Let's talk about it. While we're here, this is our first time talking about it. Let's talk about it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. Of course not. Marriage is not for everyone.
It's true. And I also think there's nothing wrong with not wanting to have kids. Like, some people want to shame women for not wanting to have kids. Some people just don't want to have kids.
Why?
And some people want to have kids. I don't know. They just want to focus on their career and they don't want to have kids. They want to be that cool aunt.
A woman is like supposed to have kids.
Like, no, we don't have to have, we don't have to do anything.
Really don't.
We really don't. We are our own.
It's your body.
Exactly. And you can find a partner that also doesn't want to have kids. Like, you really, I mean, sometimes that is an issue because, like, in Japan and in the United States, like, millennials are not having kids. Like, they're not. Like, over there in Japan, I think I heard that the government bribes.
Is it because of the population control?
No, that's in China. But in Japan, you're right.
What's the bribe?
The government just, like, they actually have even government set up, like, dating sites and little meetups where it's just, like, a bunch of group of guys and then a bunch of group of girls, and then they go on, like, blind dates just to, like, try and meet people and date and, like, have kids and get married. Yes, and the government has to do that. The government has to do that because people are not having kids because they're so worried about working. Mm-hmm. And it's so expensive to live over there. So they live with their parents for a long time and then they don't move out, they don't get married, stuff like that. And apparently that's happening here in the United States too with a lot of people. And they're saying that they're going to, like, the government's going to bribe us to have kids. But they're not really going to bribe us. So they're going to make it better, like, healthcare and lower the cost of going to college and stuff like that, so people wouldn't be in so much debt, so they would be able to have kids.
That's crazy. This is my first time hearing that, actually.
Think about it. Do you see millennials having kids like that nowadays? They're not.
You said people aren't?
No, people aren't having kids.
For real?
As much as before.
No. I don't know. I feel like a lot of my friends are having kids.
Well, I feel like people are not having kids. Like,
what age group, though?
Like, 30s. 20s.
Like, which one? 30s or 20s?
20s.
Like, early 20s?
No, like, even in their late 20s, I feel like they're okay, not having kids.
Okay. I don't see a lot of late... I see more early 20s having kids than late 20s.
I feel like I see the other side.
For real? Who you hanging with?
I don't know.
You been on Instagram?
I hang around with older people a lot.
I do too, but... Because I have a younger brother. He's 21. Mm-hmm. But I have older friends. So, you know, I have a lot of friends from both age groups. And I feel like the younger crowd is having kids more rapidly than the older crowd. The older crowd, you know, they might get married or something.
Yeah.
But the younger crowd, the younger crowd gets, has kids, then they say they're going to get married, but then, you know, Lord knows what happens.
True. True.
That's facts. So, I'm like the last one in my group that has, not even in a marriage, don't even have kids. I'm like the last one.
That's what I'm saying.
Out of my whole group.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
well, in Jersey, I should say. 24.
25.
Mm-hmm.
What you mean? You 20?
I'm built old. Got back problems.
Like, I'm saying, but I be shit.
So I feel like I have back problems when I'm young. I have leg problems and ankle problems. I need to stretch more.
Facts. I actually have a question going a little bit back. Whether it's IG or texting or whatever, how many times is it acceptable to hit someone up before you kind of give up on it?
That's a great question.
Like slitting a model's DMs and stuff like that?
Not just anyone in general. Like any guy or girl you're trying to pursue and they're not really feeling it.
People like the persistence. I am like, I don't want to say that you're desperate, but it's like after you DM me like a gajillion times, like I'm saying like 50, 60 times after months and I'm not responding. I think it's
you're just talking to yourself.
Like, no. You're just talking to yourself. It's like, I'm not going to answer. Like, I'm just...
Have you gotten a snowflake yet?
What's a snowflake?
I keep hearing that. What's that mean?
Like, when they send in the DMs.
When they what?
When they sent in the DMs. It was like a famous rapper that slid in a girl's DMs.
I kept hearing it, but I didn't know
he sent like
the context
snowflake
to her. Was it...
a snowflake?
Was that Takeoff?
What the fuck does that mean?
Okay, I did.
And he sent it to her and he bagged her off that.
He just sent the snowflake?
Yeah. I saw it on Twitter, but that was like months ago.
I guess like the snowflake emoji?
No. Really? I've had rappers DM me, and I've had basketball players, and I think baseball players DM me, but never that.
They're no snowflakes?
Like, no. No. They just...
I'm going to try it. I'm just playing. I would never do that.
I thought by snowflake you meant something else. Like, they're like that? Like... I thought that's what you meant. I was like, wait, what?
That's what I'm saying. I never knew the context of it.
Damn, I kind of want to look it up now, but it's good.
Nah, it's, I mean, I remember. Anyways. I kind of want to answer that question myself because I was curious when I came across this topic. Because me, I kind of have a 3-strike rule.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
3 is fine.
You do.
3 is fine.
But, okay, like, but the thing is, the first time, that's a given. The second time, and I'm talking about like if I hit a girl up to, you know, make some plans, she don't respond, whatever.
But second, you're already talking? Or is it like the first time that you text?
Like the first time.
Okay.
Because if we're already talking, I'm kind of, I guess, already in there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The second time, see, the type of person I am, I can be persistent, but I don't like to like, I don't like nagging people.
Yeah.
That's a good word.
So,
me too. I don't like bothering people.
The second time, I'm like, all right, I'm going to do this again. Then, you know, if it hits the third time, I'm like, ah, this is the last time.
That's this the last like, time.
But there's I mean, going. I will admit, there's been a few where, you know, I hit 4, 5, and 6.
They were that bad. They were that I'm bad. Like, you just had to.
But I mean, it's spread out over time, you know. It'll be like, you know, 2 weeks.
Okay.
A week, two, yeah. Whatever.
I've had guys that they DM me for like, 7 months, 8 months.
Jeez.
9 months.
Nah, like, I can tell when it's hit the point where, like, you know, this is not working.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm going to be persistent a little bit.
You have to be.
And it's only, if they're responding. If they're not responding, I'm not going to sit there and talk to myself.
Yeah.
I got a 2-strike rule with that. The first time, maybe you didn't see it. Whatever, I'll give you a pass.
He'll give you a pass.
The second time, if you don't respond, I'm done. You cut.
Okay, well, that's
your,
good.
That's your favorite words, right? You cut.
Oh, hell yeah, you cut after that. But I only have 1 strike, though. That's it. You don't respond to that.
You better than me.
Well, I put thought into my message. It'd be like, you know how I do. The long, deep. Okay.
You do a long, you're that person that does like a long. I never get those.
Nah.
I never get those. Like, I never get the whole, like, long
Do you actually message. Want to, though?
No, not really.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, if a woman I'm gonna send you money, and it's like, dude, do you think I'm gonna respond to that? That's so sexy.
If a woman,
like,
if a woman sends me a paragraph, I'm probably not really gonna be turned on by it.
Yeah. If it's of their interest, they respond.
I mean,
what does the paragraph even say? You're so beautiful.
Okay,
I don't do that. It's more like
write out your typical paragraph.
I don't have, it's all predicated on that person, like whatever she's interested in.
But we gonna jump right back into it. You were talking about your zodiac signs, of course.
Yes.
I don't know how we always get the zodiac talk going.
Always.
What is your zodiac? Virgo?
Take three guesses.
Virgo, Sagittarius, and I don't know. I also feel like Capricorn.
One more guess.
But I don't know. Capricorn.
Nah.
None.
Cancer, baby.
You're a Cancer?
That's the reaction we always get. I be trying to
be the most amazing people. And I get along with Cancer so well. Like, I don't know why.
Listen, I'm not big on the zodiac signs.
Neither am I.
I only really know about mine, but the only reason I know so much about mine is because other people tell me how I am.
Sensitive.
Oh, you're sensitive. You're emotional.
Yes.
You're always in your shell. You never come out.
Yeah, but not really.
Shut your ass up. You don't know me.
Damn. Okay.
Listen, we're going to talk that talk, all right? Because I'm tired of the Cancer slander all the time.
I mean, for Scorpios, you know what they say about Scorpios. You already know that they're whores. They're whores. They're always, like, fucking around, this and this and that.
I must have got lost in that because I'm wholesome. I'm looking for a wife.
You're looking for a wife?
Yes.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking for a wife.
So you just said you didn't want to get married.
Uh-huh.
And now you're looking for a wife.
On the camera, I can't look so toxic.
Oh my god, that is such a Scorpio thing to say.
I'm kidding,
but that is the Scorpio thing to say. That is.
Is there anything good about a Scorpio? All I ever get told
is how Scorpios are really passionate, and like when they actually love someone, they're like really, they really love them.
You gotta love someone
really
first.
And they're really dedicated. That's true.
I did. You guys
are snappy though.
We're only snappy if you irritate us. Because we're passionate about things.
That's true.
So if you interrupting the things that we love, then we get snappy.
That's true.
Why do people assume everything is just based off of zodiac signs?
Oh my god, but some of it is so true. Like some the Cancer being sensitive, like the Scorpios being
hosts.
No, I'm kidding. But like the Scorpios being passionate, like the Tauruses being lazy. That's so true, because I am lazy. And my sister, she's actually born on the same day as me.
But what if it's just your personality and it has nothing to do with your zodiac
sign? That could be true. But some of them are just, like, so stereotypically true. Like, Sagittariuses are, like, they love going out and having fun, and they're really social. So are Aquariuses. I haven't met an Aquarius
I'm going to stop you, because I like to go out and have fun. And they say Cancers stay home. And that's are just true. By themselves all the time.
That is true.
You definitely do love to go out.
I like to enjoy my life.
I like to go out, but it's like hard for me to like push myself to talk to new people. Like I usually let people come to me. Like I'm like a little shy.
See, that's kind of how a Cancer, or how they say a Cancer is. Because they say, we're not going to come up to you first. Yeah. But once you come up to us, we're an open book.
Yes, that's how I am too. I'm an open book. I'm an open book. Like, people are like, you're too open. Like, you say too much. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I just...
But the first time meeting, you're probably to yourself.
It depends. It depends the environment. Like, if I'm at a party and I see that everybody else is crazy and, like, everybody else is open, I'm going to be like...
So you're crazy.
Depends what kind of crazy you're talking about. No, I'm kidding.
I don't know. You said it.
No, I'm not that crazy. Not that crazy. I am from Miami, so it's like that comes with the being from Miami. Sips, whatever you guys are drinking.
Crazy.
Oh no. How do we always get into the zodiac talk?
I don't know. It's usually with females, though.
It is.
That's true.
Mate, we can't say females, remember? What was that?
What are we supposed to say?
What are we supposed to say?
What do you mean you can't say females?
Let's talk.
See? Now everybody knows this.
No, because we had a one of our episodes, we were talking about if it's females or women. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people, women, whatever, they were saying that the word female is derogatory. And it's like shaming women and...
It's offensive.
Offensive.
Nowadays, everything is like canceled. And we have to like remake everything. And I'm not like putting down anybody's opinions. But it's like, how many other things are we going to cancel?
Ooh. Cancel culture.
Cancel culture is like... I get it.
It's toxic.
I get it. It is toxic. But then at the same time, you can't tell somebody if they can be offended or not. Like, you're not them. Mm-hmm. Like, if they find something offensive, they find something offensive, you're not them. But it's like, come on, people like everything. Like, everything.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, like...
Like, I get it, but what else are you going to call a female? I mean, her...
Alright. I don't know if I should say this on here.
No, go ahead.
Like, I don't call women females, but it has slipped out a couple times. If I'm like, you know, female guest, female model, whatever... But it's crazy to me that women call each other bitches.
Yes.
Yes, we do. We do.
Bitch. And I
tell my man, explain that.
Let's go out tonight, bitch.
Okay, that's like you guys calling each other like the N word or whatever. Like you guys call each other that.
No.
And it's like a bro thing. It's like a, right. Like a girl thing. It's like a bitch like.
And the thing is, I completely understand that. When they call each other that, I have no problem with it.
It's kind of like us taking the word back, kind of like that.
I feel like it's like a woman empowerment type thing.
Yes.
And I'm not even the type to like be shaming women or anything. But at the same time, if I accidentally say female in a way that I wasn't even trying to like, I wasn't trying to use it in a bad way anyways, I would hate to be canceled for it or... You know, he shames women, yada, yada,
what else
yada.
Are you supposed to call them? We have her on the show. Like, what do you want?
I know, that's why it's such a weird topic to talk about.
If you don't want to be called female, then just let them know in advance, and that's it. If you want to be called him, if you want to be called they, if you want to be called, I don't know, whatever you want to be called.
I think it's like one of those, like, you said you model, so if, like, a guy hits you up, and was like, we need female models. Like, there may be some women who take offense to that.
How?
But
like, even
but how is he
even offensive?
How is he supposed? How is he supposed to know beforehand that you didn't want to be called a female?
Exactly, and I don't know. Like, I don't.
It's one of those topics.
I felt that. I don't know. That just turns me numb. I just don't care. I'm gonna just call you female. You feel offended? Sorry, not sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't really find it offensive, so I can't speak for those people. Like, yeah. I can't really, like, defend it. Like, if you're a transgender...
Oh, that's a whole different topic.
That's true. That's true. Like, some people identify as female, some people identify as male, and they want to be called that. And if that's the case, then you let someone know, I want to be called this. Mm-hmm. If you're transgender and you want to be called woman or you female or her, then that's perfectly fine. But if you're already a female, why do you have to, like, emphasize that you, like, don't want to be called female? Like, what do you want to be called? But you identify as a female. So then what do you want to be called if you're not going to be called female?
I'm going to be real with you. I don't even want to speak on that subject because I am not educated enough on it. Like, that is...
That's true.
That is probably, like, the most sensitive topic out there right
now.
It is. That's true.
All the letters, I can't keep up. I can't.
It's true, but it ties up with the whole...
I always respect it, but I just cannot keep up. There's, like, a new letter every week.
That is true. That is true. Some people, they put on their list X. Like, they're, like, not female, not male. They're just X.
For real?
Yes. Like, they're not anything.
So what are you?
They're, like, an alien. Yes. Some people modify their bodies, and they, like chop like off their genitals, and they, like, take away their breast, and they're just, like, a figure. Yes. That is a thing.
This is crazy.
Yes. That is a body modification that some people do.
Yeah. That is crazy.
I'm, like, all into watching documentaries and, like, history and shit.
I knew they did all the surgeries and whatnot, but I didn't know that they just went by X.
Yes.
What does that even mean?
Some people do that. Some people do that. They just go by X.
So is that going to be a new letter now?
Yes, that is a new
thing. The LGBTQX friendly community?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What is an X? Like, that's just a letter.
I've heard that some people are just like, I'm an alien. Like, I'm just like nothing. Like, I'm not a male. I'm not a female. I'm just a human.
Sounds like too many drugs they took.
There's nothing wrong with that. No, okay. There is, but...
There's nothing wrong with that?
Jokes are fun.
Let's get into it.
Oh, shit.
They're fun.
I don't
do drugs, so I don't... Educate me. What do you take?
It depends what it is. Like, some people take it, like, way too far. And then some are just, like, to actually, like... find yourself. Like, some people do it for like meditation, some people do it for art, like shrooms. Some people do shrooms. Like, I've done it before. And when you
was your experience with that?
So the first time I did it in a room, and it was like not fun at all. Like, it was just boring.
Were you by yourself or with someone?
I was with someone. I was with a friend. But it feels kind of like, you know what, in a movie where they do like the flashback, like you're about to go to a flashback. Yeah. It feels like you're stuck in that. Like, you're not going forward, but you're not going back.
That doesn't sound
but
fun.
Is it
a, yes,
is
but
it a good
yes.
stuck in it? Or?
Yes, but that was just because I was in a bedroom. But the second time that I did it, I was with a group of friends, and you just see, like, you actually see everything moving. Like, everything looks so crazy. Like, the room moves with you, and the music sounds amazing, and especially on LSD. Like, LSD is a whole different thing. Like, on LSD, the music, like, the room bumps to the music. Like, literally, you're moving with the music, and it sounds amazing, and everything's like, yes, it's crazy.
I'm gonna be real too. I don't do drugs, and my mom gonna hate me for saying this because she be watching this show. But I would like to try shrooms eventually. It has to be the perfect scenario. But I've always
do not
been,
do too much. I actually microdose shrooms.
Fam, I just said I don't do drugs. What you think I'm gonna do?
I microdose shrooms. So I take like a little capsule every other day, and it helps me be like really happy. Because I used to be, like, really sad and stuff. And I don't want to say that I was depressed. But I was, like, looking for, like, an all-natural remedy. Because if I go to the doctor, they might be, like... I'm not going to say that they're automatically going to be, like, here, take antidepressants. But for this, since I already tried shrooms and I already know how it is, when you take it, it just makes you happy. And it puts you in a good mood. And it makes me, like, want to get up and do stuff.
I feel like I would be extremely happy.
Yes, you would.
Because, like I said, I don't... do any type of drugs or anything like that.
You just have to be in a good environment with good people.
I've always been curious about going into like another dimension.
You're not gonna go into another dimension.
No, I'm talking about like, I'm talking about just like a different viewpoint.
Yes.
Like, aside from drinking or smoking weed, whatever. Like,
yes.
I've always been curious about like what my brain is capable of seeing.
It's amazing. Like, last time I did it, I was like trying to go to sleep, and you can see all those, you know, those like, cool, like, what do they call those, like, those little drawings of people like that when they're on drugs and shit like that, like the colorful ones with all the shapes and stuff.
Yeah.
You actually see that in your head, and you like make it up, and it's so cool. Like, you never see the stuff that you see regularly, like sober, when you're on shrooms or on LSD.
And that's like, what I've always been curious about, because I can only, you know, think about what it would do, but like
your tattoo, you would actually see that moving. Like, you would look at your tattoo and you would be like, oh my god, this thing is moving. It's an actual lion. Like, it would be amazing.
Look at you.
Now you're like thinking about it. You're
I told you my mom be watching this. I apologize in advance.
I know, I also apologize for anybody that sees this in the future. But
I mean, we never talked about drugs on here. This is an open show. Like,
I've heard on the Joe Rogan podcast, it's DMT. I heard that put you in a
DMT
dimension.
I've never tried DMT. I'm not ready. I've done LSD. I've done shrooms. I've done weed. Like regular stuff.
What, weed?
No. I meant like the LSD and shrooms. I said regular stuff. Like, that's regular stuff.
I think weed is the only one considered regular.
Yeah, but when it comes to DMT, I've heard that some people, like, they literally travel to another universe and, like, get abducted by aliens and they find themselves and they, like, die and come back to life.
I'm not ready for that. I'm going to just sip this wine.
Have you guys heard of ayahuasca?
What? No.
Apparently, that's, like, the strongest hallucinogen in the world.
Oh, no.
It's from a plant from, like, the Amazons or whatever, and that shit puts you in, like, up your fucking ass. Like, it's not even... Mm-hmm. It's just the strongest hallucinogen in the world.
No. I'll take the weakest one, okay?
Yeah, I'll take the weakest one for now.
I'm gonna stick with alcohol.
I don't like alcohol. I really don't like it. It's probably because I don't eat anything, so, like, alcohol doesn't react good with me.
That's your problem right there.
Yeah. But alcohol, I don't like it. I'm not a happy drunk. I'm an emotional drunk. At least I'm not an angry drunk. That is true.
At least you're not an angry drunk.
That's true.
So you're the one that's crying on someone's shoulder?
Yes. Oh, I'm the one that's like, I'm so sorry that I got this drunk because I don't want you to babysit
the
me.
Lord.
Yes. I am that person. It sucks.
I feel like, I don't know, people either drink or they smoke.
Yeah. That is drugs. True. Or you're drunk.
I like drinking.
In Miami, you never know what you're going to see. Facts. You never know.
See, if, like I said, the only thing I would do is shrooms, and if I did, I would not do it out in an outside environment.
People say to do it in the outside environment.
Nah.
You should do it in the outside environment.
Nah.
But not, like, crazy.
Yeah, I already know.
It depends. You can't do too much. If you do too much, then you're going to be like,
even if I
fuck?
Did the smallest amount, like, because I don't even smoke weed, but in the past when I have... I'd be so paranoid if I'm outside.
Yeah,
I can only be in a house with people I'm close with.
Yeah.
I like to hear music, see some lights, whatever.
If you're in a house with friends and you're seeing lights and stuff and you've already been with some, you're just doing it with someone that's already done it before. Like my friend, when she introduced me to it, she was like, this is what's going to happen. This is how you're going to feel. And this is what the calm down. That's it.
Yeah.
And it made me like relaxed about
it. I need a pep talk.
Yes. If you want, I could teach you.
Oh, shit.
Like, I'm not trying to get you into anything, but,
Mama,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't know why shrooms, though, because I like acid better than shrooms.
Oh, hell no.
Yes.
I've heard
Yes. You can actually hallucinate on, you can hallucinate on other stuff like ecstasy, but.
I'm trying to get you to understand that even if I smoke weed, I'm tripping.
You tripping. Yeah, I get it. I get it because that's happened to me before. Once, when I, like, the second, oh my god, the second time I ever smoked, I tried to jump out of a car. Like, literally jump out of a car. Yes. The car was moving.
What?
Yes. The car was moving. I was way too fucking high.
Oh,
and
my lord.
The car was moving and I was like, oh my god, flowers. And I saw some flowers out the window and I opened the door to try and jump out and catch the flowers. And the people that had to put the child lock on the door because they were like, this bitch is gonna jump out.
See,
I have
gone.
No.
And that was just some, like, regular.
There was something else in
listen,
there.
We gonna stick to this right here. Listen, but we about to get out of here.
Yes.
We appreciate the wild, crazy stories. All the talk the whole time.
Yes.
It was great having you on. Drop the socials for the people real quick.
Drop what?
The Instagram, the TikTok, whatever you want.
It's Jane Love, so Jane 1OVE. You can follow me on there. And I'll be happy to see you guys.
Okay. Drop your stuff one time.
And again, you already know it's your boy Chris. IG Mathis 023.
Yes, sir. And it's your boy Kaz. Salute to y'all. You can follow the IG at CAZ_0. And of course, you can follow this beautiful, lovely podcast at Can I Buy with y'all. TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all that.
But we out of here, we gon' jam one more time.
Hasta mañana calle, el cuerpo lo pide porque dure mucho trancado en mi casa. Hoy ya te empeño pa' comprar bebida y pa' amanecer por ahí con una mala. Si tú ten eso, caime atrás que el after party allá en Punta Cana con Pile Popi. Hasta mañana, voy a tu